This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Hello and welcome to this anti-social media experiment called Faherty, up close from a distance. My guest today is up-and-coming young PGA Tour star, Max Homa. Max, how are you doing?
Thanks for having me. This is a real honor. Big fan of yours.
Now, full disclosure here, I should really go from the top here with I'm so computer illiterate. I don't know where this is going to show. I don't know how this is going to look. Yeah, but we're going to take a shot at it. I'm interested in how you're dealing with this really strange situation. We're going to try and have fun here today, obviously, but it's a fairly serious thing that's going on here, to say the least. How are you managing the social distancing?
Yeah, doing great. Just been mostly staying inside. Went and hit balls yesterday from a very safe distance from everyone, about 30 yards. So trying to keep my sanity. I think like everybody, I'm going through waves of, I can't believe this is actually happening. And the more positive, we're going to get through it and it's all going to be good once we come out the other side. But it's definitely tough. I miss playing golf with my buddies, miss competing, but I mean, everyone's going through it. So just trying to enjoy this time I have with my family, I guess, and just wait till we get the okay to go start traveling around the country again.
What lengths are you going to? My wife takes my temperature every 15 minutes, it seems. I mean, do you have to sanitize your balls before you hit them?
I might need to start doing that. If it gets any worse, I might have to go to that. I need like a Bryson Spritz spray bottle guy to spray it with sanitizer. So, yeah, I've gone through lengths. I've been just trying to really isolate myself from people, obviously not touching anybody with my hands or anything like that. Just trying to listen and keep up with what the CDC has been saying. You know, it's been difficult as far as not being able to leave the house, but fortunately, we had gotten some provisions here and there. So we've been watching a lot of TV, taking my dog on a lot of walks, not letting anybody pet her. So everybody's been keeping that 6 foot distance that they suggest.
What kind of a dog have you got?
A big old chunky yellow lab. So she loves this more than anybody. She wishes every month could be a quarantine month.
Yeah, my beagle. Yeah, she's exactly the same. And I'm pretty sure you can strengthen your immune system by kissing your dog on the nose.
Good. I think I have a very strong immune system then.
Yeah, me too. tell me, now, at high school, I'm always interested in what kind of a pupil, you know, my subjects were. You end up being a professional golfer. I didn't graduate high school, and it worked out for me. What sort of a student were you?
I guess I was the type of student where if you were teaching me something I had a big interest in, I did well in it. And if I couldn't see an application in my life to that subject, I was not a good student. So unfortunately, I guess that would make me a kind of a punk kid in high school as far as thinking I knew more than the teachers, which is obviously wildly inappropriate.
That is such a common denominator, though, with my guests, especially the athletes. If something interested them at school, music and English were the only two things that I was interested in and the only two things that I was halfway good at, you know. So, I mean, I think it has something to do with the attention deficit side of it. You know, if it interests you, you can pay attention. If it doesn't, you know, you might as well, you know, blow it out of your ass.
Yeah, kind of like, I mean, it's like a TV show. Some TV shows start off slow. Some people get, you know, they're over it. And if it starts out hot, you're locked in. It would be the same thing with any, obviously, like you do a lot of these interviews. If the interview falls flat early, people like me would probably doze off. Some people might be able to hang in there. But that's what makes you so good at it, is it usually, you know, is good from beginning to end. But that's unfortunate that so many of us just have such a 6 second time span of focus these days.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, do your best to stay conscious. Ask you, when you got to college, you majored in consumer behavior. What the hell is that?
You can probably tell me as much about it as I know. It's like a sociology major.
Oh, right, sociology.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
So you had a great amateur career and ended up playing in the Walker Cup. You turned pro just after playing in the Walker Cup. Did the U.S. win that Walker Cup? Or?
Yeah, we won quite handily. It was really fun.
And who was on that team?
Justin Thomas, Patrick Rogers, Michael Kim, Michael Weaver, Bobby Wyatt, Corey Whitsett, Nathan Smith, who am I missing? Jordan Niebrugge and Todd. Oh my gosh, what's his last name? We had an unbelievable team. That was the year we had to have two mid-ams. Our two mid-ams were amazing. Nathan will end up being a Walker Cup captain, I would assume, at some point.
Yeah.
And obviously having Justin Thomas on the team is always pretty helpful.
That'll help every time. Now, you turned pro in 2013 right after the Walker Cup, and then you were kind of on, you had a year on, a year off, a year off until, you know, 2019, you really kind of cemented your presence there with a win at Quail Hollow. How was it during that period, you know, when you weren't sure, you had one foot on the web.com and one foot on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously the PGA Tour is filled with a ton of phenomenal talents and great golfers. When I left college, I felt like I would be up kind of at least consistently keeping my card. Obviously, I knew it was difficult, but you kind of lose your identity a bit when you're bouncing back and forth. I felt personally like I was when I was on the web.com tour, I was kind of a bigger fish in a small pond. And when I got up to the PGA Tour, I felt like I was a tadpole in the ocean. So it was not a very fun feeling. I kind of knew that my golf game, if I could just get my mind wrapped around that I was pretty good at it, my golf game would follow suit. So it was nice last year to finally kind of rattle off some good finishes and then obviously win to start to feel like I wasn't crazy after all. It's been definitely a nice and very welcome change of pace the last 2 years, finally believing that I'm where I'm supposed to be and not bouncing back and forth. I'm sure my family is also quite a bit less stressed out about the end of each year.
Yeah, it's always a nice feeling being able to do that. Tell me a little bit about your social networking, you know, the Twitter and the podcast with Shane Bacon. I mean, you're immensely popular when it comes to that.
Yeah, this is a good time for it, I guess, now that everyone's stuck inside. The whole Twitter thing has always been fun for me. I really like interacting with people. I like seeing what people are doing. Everyone likes to, especially at times like this, like we were talking before, we need a little levity. We need some laughs. I know it's a serious situation, but we're still allowed to laugh. We're still allowed to try to overcome all the mental deficits that this situation has kind of put us in. So Shane Bacon and I started a podcast called Get a Grip. I think we just released our ninth episode. So that's been fun. It's kind of a cool hobby to do. We're not stepping on anybody like your toes. We know where we land in the media world, but he's great. He's obviously a pro. He makes it very easy for me and lets me just kind of talk and do my thing while he does all the important stuff. So it's been fun. I actually really enjoy it. And it's been nice to see the other people kind of gravitate towards it and enjoy it as well.
You're a California kid, Los Angeles Lakers and Dodgers fan for life, I guess.
Yeah, for life.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Astros in the World Series. I mean, now, what do you think?
I mean, I'm disgusted. It's really messed me up. I mean, Clayton Kershaw's my favorite baseball player of all time. And after that World Series, I really was upset for him. And I was kind of down in the dumps just about his legacy and that people are going to remember him as someone who just couldn't get it done in the World Series. And now I look back and when you look at all the stats, he actually had an incredible playoff run and we will never get to know what he could have done if they wouldn't have, quote unquote, cheated.
Yeah, I mean, I come from Northern Ireland. Obviously, I don't have a baseball background, and I don't really understand the rules. I think you've got to grow up with the sport to understand it completely. But I mean, I ask people about this, and they say that it's kind of a common thing in baseball. You know, stealing signs and you know, it's something that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, it is, except usually you don't hire the people who are giving a live feed to then send it down to your locker room. I think what a lot of people have kind of come to grips with is, the sign stealing, if you're on second base, for instance, and you see the sign and you go back and tell your teammate, that's just part of the game. But when you are, when you have, you know, electronics involved, I think that's when it becomes a bit more, when you put a buzzer under your shirt so that somebody can zap you when the certain pitch is coming. I feel like that's That's a little more cheating than not. So I get the gamesmanship of other ways of the game. I know that there's unwritten rules and all that, but in this instance, it definitely feels a lot. It would be like if I was taking a test in high school in a class that we would both struggle in, and I had something on me where my friend could buzz me once to answer A, two for B, three for C, and four for D. I think I would get expelled from school for that. So I would.
Yeah, though.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Hey, listen, I got a good idea, but I was probably paying more attention to that in school than I was actually the class. So maybe that's why I didn't do so great.
Well, you become famous for giving people a hard time about their swings.
Yeah.
Which is a very entertaining segment that you do. You had an entertaining swing yourself. It was a pretty spectacular shank.
Yeah, that was not the best timing. See, that's the issue I've realized with this whole swing roast thing is at some point I am going to get myself on TV and it's not going to be very good. And I am very exposed to the powers that be on social media. So that was unfortunate.
So yeah, you're constantly giving these poor schmoes, a hard time about their swing. We're going to show you my swing from the 94 Open Championship at Turnberry here. And I want you to critique that for me and please be gentle.
Yeah. The golf swing's obviously pretty good. I think we have the same number of wins, so I can't really go too much on the technique. I will say that it was a little difficult to see, considering I think this is about 30 years before high-definition cameras. Also, I was wondering if Titleist paid you less because your hair and that visor covered about half of the logo. I didn't know if that big poofy hair had anything to do with your diminished contract.
Those were the 90s. It wasn't actually a haircut, it was my head blowing bubbles.
That's very fair.
Yeah. Okay, now we got a little thing on my TV show we do is Rapid Fire. So I'm going to test you out on this one. Sunglasses on the golf course, yes or no?
No.
Bigger idiot, mashed potatoes guy or get in the hole guy?
Get in the hole guy when it's on the tee on a par five.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What is the best dog breed?
Labrador.
Okay. Is a single man who owns cats able to be trusted?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, got you on that one too. Riviera or Bel Air?
Riviera.
What's the biggest misconception about Californians? Is everyone cool or is everyone stoned?
Both.
That's also the correct answer. Yeah. How many titles is LeBron going to win with LA?
Hopefully two more.
Two more.
I'll take one, man.
Okay. Yeah. How many titles is LeBron? Sorry. Well, you can answer
hopefully
that one.
Hopefully
two. Yeah. One word to describe the Houston Astros.
Pathetic.
Okay. What color underwear do you have on?
Black.
Okay. And are you wearing pants?
Do shorts count?
No. No, they do not. Well, thank you for joining me today. That 1970s porno mustache looks great.
I'll try. I'll keep rocking it for a little while.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, ART19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.